I'm sorry, we're closed. No, we're not. We are, I mean, technically we're closed, but it's you, so we're not closed. Sorry. Hi. Yes, we are closed. I mean, we do close at 6, and it is 6:30, but, I'll make you a drink. I'll just, you know, lock the door first. Not, I mean, I'm not trying to lock you in with me. I just don't want to stop. I just need to lock up. I should have done it earlier. I was just, busy having a cup of tea. It's been a long day, and, No. You need caffeine, and maybe a slice of cake, and a sandwich, maybe some biscuits. So I'll just lock the door, and I will make you what you like, because we're shut. And, if we're shut, then I can, nothing. I can maybe do something stupid. So, what would you like to drink? Hot chocolate? I can do hot chocolate. Are you sure you don't want caffeine? Oh, you've already had a lot today. Rough day? I'm sorry. Why don't you take a seat and I'll make you a nice hot chocolate? And bring you over a treat. Well, I mean myself and a treat. I could be your treat. I mean, I could be your treat. I just... Wow. That was smooth. That was very smooth. I wasn't expecting to get the opportunity today to... So, you have been coming into the shop for a while, you know. I just mean you're a regular now. I mean, it's not been a long time. Only 5 months and, you know, a few days. And, So, there is a rule. And I like my job, so I follow the rules. But you really make me want to not follow the rules because you're... So, the rule is that we can't date customers. We can date customers, but we can't flirt with customers on the job because people will do a lot for coffee and tea and hot chocolate, especially my hot chocolate because my hot chocolate is the best. And that's why I make it for you. I mean, normally I don't make hot chocolate, but I make it for you. I mean, technically that could be counted as flirting, but not really. It's a grey area. But we're not allowed to flirt with customers because people really love coffee and tea. They really should love tea more than coffee, but apparently they don't. I don't really get it, but I'm... rambling. We can't flirt with customers, so I don't flirt with you. I just really want to flirt with you a lot. A hell of a lot. Because, well, you and I mean, have you seen you? Have you seen your you're just my type. Super my type. Just, you're just gorgeous. And, I can't say that. I can't flirt or compliment you or say your ass is amazing. And while I hate to see you leave, I love to watch you leave because that is, I'm not allowed to say that. But, loophole. We're shut because we close at 6 and it's now way after 6. So technically, we're not open. And if we're not open, you're not a customer. I'm not charging you for that hot chocolate. And that means that I can flirt with you. It's just a case that I am awful at flirting. But I am going to flirt with you if you want. I mean, if you don't want me to flirt with you, I won't flirt with you. I still won't charge you for the hot chocolate. I'll just hide behind the counter while you're drinking it, and maybe just maybe do a runner out the back door. If you could just look up when you go, that would be great. Oh, okay, great. Yes, I will. You want me to flirt with you? You want me to? Okay, great. I'm smooth. I am smooth as crunchy peanut butter. Smooth peanut butter, because crunchy peanut butter is not smooth, and I don't actually eat peanut butter, so I'm not actually that familiar. But I am smooth. Just give me a second, just to hey, how you doing? No, not that. Hello, do you drink hot chocolate? Obviously you do, because I made you one, and you're drinking it. And I'm very, very, very good at making hot chocolate. Very, very skilled. So, have I told you about my favorite customer? Because my favorite customer is amazing. They are gorgeous, and when I say gorgeous, I mean so gorgeous, and they're funny, and they're caring, and they're sweet, and their butt is just so they're just amazing, and I really like them. I really, really, really like them. I like them so much that it hurts sometimes. In a good way. Sometimes. I mean, I'm a little bit shy. I actually took this job to kind of become better with people, and it's going fantastically. It's not. I really don't like working here, because I'm not really a talky person. I mean, I'm talking now, but I'm talking at you. With you. At you? Am I talking at you? I'm kind of talking at you. And that is not what I wanted to do. So my favourite customer is you. You are my favourite customer. And I would like to... I would like to butter your muffin. I'm so sorry. Would you like a muffin? I could butter it. Not, I mean, is that really workplace appropriate? That's not appropriate in the workplace, is it? No, it's not. I mean, no, I didn't mean I wanted to butter your muffin. I mean, obviously, I would like to butter your muffin. Perhaps after a couple of dates. Because I'm not that kind of barista. Only I kind of am when it comes to you. So I'm just going to go and hide behind the counter for a bit. I will not do a runner if you hear the back door slam. It's the wind. Don't go. I wasn't going to go. Why would I go? I mean, I'm not embarrassed. I'm always this colour, this bright red colour. That cannot be healthy. That really is not a healthy colour. So you are, is there something wrong with hot chocolate? You haven't drunk it. I thought I made it the way you like it. I did. So, why aren't you drinking it? Because I'm adorable. Good adorable or bad adorable? Good adorable. Great, I'm adorable. I mean, good. So, would you like to go for coffee? I mean, maybe not. Would you like to go for a beverage that isn't coffee or tea or hot chocolate. Would you like to go somewhere that isn't here and watch me be cute and adorable? And maybe we could talk rather than have me talk at you. You would. Are you sure? I mean, yes, great. Are you sure, though? You've been waiting for me to ask. But I couldn't because of the rule. You didn't know about the rule. So, okay. So we're gonna go, and we're going to talk, and there may be handholding. I mean, obviously it's a first date. It's a first date. Yes, it's a first date. So there may be handholding. Would you like to hold my hand? I would really like to hold your hand if you would be so inclined to. Am I always this English? When I really like someone, yes. Painfully English. Just so, so English. You do not know how much tea I have been huffing. I don't huff tea. Who huffs tea? I huff tea. A bit. Just the good stuff. A bit. A lot of it. I have a problem. It's fine. So let's go on a date. So we should just go. Let's just what? What? No, I'm not tidying up. We have a date. Oh, fuck this place. Fuck this place to hell. I have a date with the most. I don't know what that hand gesture means. I think it just means that you're wonderful and I really like you and your butt is but nothing. But I mean, what butt? Whose butt? Your butt is great. I mean, we have a date, so we should go. And I mean, the shop is shut. There's no, I mean, we're shut, so we're just gonna go. And yeah, so I'll just get my coat and turn off the lights and we can go. Great. So I will go. You're not gonna go, are you? No, I mean, you're still gonna be here when I get back. I mean, I'm just going to the back room. Well, it's just, I just, I'm going to get my coat and stop being so adorable, because this color is, I mean, that's like so red, and I might want to put some perfume on, because I smell like hot chocolate. Oh, you like that? Well, then I might want to rub myself with a chocolate bar, and that sounded questionable. I'll just go and get my coat and we can go and we can pretend that never happened. And yes, I will just butter, no buttering at all of muffins, and unless I'll get my coat. You're enjoying this far too much and you have a really nice smile. I'm going to go with you on a date and we're going to hold hands, and I'm actually saying this bit out loud, aren't I? Yes, I am. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Please. I'll be right back.